Welcome back to Cash Grab Cinema. As always, we got Josh.
Hey,
watch
everybody.
Those finger points.
Oh, all right.
And we have Trey.
Hey, how's it going?
My most delightful and dear co-host. Hear me, Josh?
Yeah, it feels pretty cold over here on this side of the podcast.
It's okay. You just thought you were Phil Hartman in news radio, and you got a little carried away.
What was the guy who, his wife...
I wish. That would be
what
amazing.
Was the guy whose wife, like...
Yeah, that was Phil Hartman.
Oh yeah, what is it? You're this generation's Phil Hartman, hopefully.
Oh,
is that well? Are you threatening me?
No. So,
Josh, yes. And I'm Rachel. Welcome back to Cash Grab Cinema. This time we have a very special episode for you because I know
it's star studded.
There's some gaps in between, you know, our episodes. I blame not me. So we're bringing
the state
you
the
Oscars.
Of the world. Let's blame the state of the world.
So we're bringing you the Oscars. So many movies.
So many.
Oof.
How many of these movies have
you
seen?
Like all four of them.
I've seen a total of 8.
All right, brag. I've seen most of the animated films, so.
That makes up 5.
Well, I'm a mature.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a mature adult. I can watch what I want.
I think I have also seen 5. I have seen 5. Most of them animated.
So what do you think about the Oscars? Worthwhile? Should we keep making them? Does it really matter? Is it a waste of time? Is it just the industry slapping each other on the back? Or is it a useful tool to measure art? I don't know. What are you thinking?
I'm going to choose C, which is it employs a lot of makeup artists and dressmakers and people who like clean off the seats at whatever auditorium that they're using. So, oh, and the people that interview the folks on the carpet, those people too. So it's a job creator.
Yeah, it's those it's the mid-rich people getting slightly richer from the richy rich people.
Let us think of the caterers.
Listen, really, this is just a list of who we're gonna eat first.
The trophy industry would collapse if it weren't for, you know, award shows like this. So I'm glad we're speaking out on behalf of
them. Oh, don't worry. Gen X parents are there to keep buying millennials trophies and then bitch about our participation awards. Just like, I was 7. Who do you think bought this? Not me. I was just in it for the pizza party and sodas.
It is strange.
You beat me to that joke. But the Oscars.
I don't know. I would say that I think they're a relic of a different time. I think that there's some, you know, I don't know. There was just a time of a big grandiose sort of pageantry that happened.
What do they call it? The golden age of Hollywood?
Yeah. And I don't know. I frankly think we're just far too cynical for that now. I don't know. It feels strange. But at the same time, if you know, you're bored on a Sunday night and you happen to flip on an award show.
Who's hosting? Who do we know? Billy Crystal? I mean, it's a good guess. He does it a lot.
That was a good guess. Let's just run with that.
Who is hosting? I forget.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
No.
James Franco? And Anne Hathaway? You think they'll come back?
I hope so.
I sincerely don't know, but my guest hope is Leslie Jones.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Please, internet, prove me correct.
Yeah. That would be incredible.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, all right.
So now we're going to get into the thing. We're not actually going to go through every category. That would be a super long episode, and I would leave halfway through. So we're going to hit the highlights, the ones that everybody cares about, those top tier actors, other actors who happen to be women. Some reason it's in 2 different categories, the backup actors who happen to be women, and animated and best film.
Mm.
So let's
the biggies. See.
Leading actor who happened to be men. What are we thinking? I'm going to say
Oh, should we run down who's nominated?
No, that would take too long.
Okay, got you.
What I'm going to say first is who I think will win.
Yep.
Is Benedict Cumberbatch and his very weird American accent.
That is who I had. Benedict Cumberbatch for Power of the Dog.
No.
I think he'll probably win.
Who do you think will win? Not who do you want to win. Who do you think will win, Trey?
This is also, I have the same answer. Benedict Cumberbatch. Did I? No.
No, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, he can't say penguins. So.
He can't. He says penguins and penguins. He did that in a movie. And then they were like,
and they left it in?
Yes. And then they were like, penguins. I know who can do a good American accent. That guy.
But Power of the Dog is one of the few movies that I've actually seen that is nominated for one of these categories of Oscar. And, I feel like he deserves.
It's the only movie that's nominated that's directed by a woman, I think.
Correct. I believe that's correct.
I think you're right. It's under Best Picture, I think.
Yeah. So, who do you want to win? I put Will Smith.
This is crazy. So, we did this not knowing who put what on the list.
Yeah, this is all anonymous to each other.
I also chose I want Will Smith to win the Oscar.
I'm just saying, I think that it's his turn.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, he's put in a lot of work over the years.
He has.
He's grown a lot as an actor, and I just want him to win because I really think, like, yeah, it's his time, but it's also, it's a good film. I don't think we've seen him act this well since A Pursuit of Happiness, personally. Because I think everything else, he was just, it was in his wheelhouse. It wasn't a stretch.
Right.
You mean Bright wasn't playing a grizzled cop was not with an ogre as a partner?
He's so good at that. He's so good because all he does is he just like Joel Edgerton is just saying whatever, and he's just
Will Smith is the king
down.
Of one liners.
Yeah,
he's got comebacks. The one liners.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got the comebacks. He's got the body comedy and like he's good at action. All of that just seems to come easier for him.
He's Gemini Man would beg to differ.
We don't talk about Gemini Man. We don't talk about Gemini Man.
Listen, Josh, if you had money and you needed to give your child a vehicle, you might give them Gemini Man as well.
Yeah.
And that's real.
Who do you want to win, Trey?
Well, I'll be honest. It was Benedict Cumberbatch. But I saw Will Smith in those tennis shorts, and I was like, "Yeah, give it to him." I think it's time.
Yeah,
those thighs like convince me.
It's real.
It's real.
It's real. Damn it.
It's real.
Yeah. What about best actor who happens to be a lady? Who do you think's gonna take it? I'm gonna be honest. I think they're just gonna keep chucking them at Olivia Colman until she dies. honestly, they fucking love her. She's great. Like, her acceptance speeches are always on point.
Yeah.
Truly. She is fun to watch as someone who accepts an award. It still feels like genuine and moving.
She's excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
She still seems like, are you sure?
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, if you can't win as humbly and excitedly as like Olivia Colman and 3-6 Mafia win, then I don't think you deserve it.
Both on equal footing in my mind as well. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
I will say that. So this is who we think is going to win?
Yeah. Who's going to get it?
I think that they are going to give it to Kristen Stewart for her role in Spencer.
Now, that was my wild card choice of who I think could win. Like, I would be unsurprised if Olivia Colman won, and I would be mildly surprised, but not super surprised, if Kristen Stewart took it. It's well outside of her wheelhouse in acting. Never seen her quite this dramatic. I mean, the last thing I saw her in was the worst sapphic Christmas romance movie I've seen in a while.
Oh no.
Come home to me, my parents. They don't know I'm gay, so you better keep your fucking mouth shut. What kind of romance is this? Jesus.
All that movie made me want is to see a sitcom starring Kristen Stewart and
Mackenzie Davis.
No. Kristen Stewart and
From Schitt's Creek?
Levy. Dan Levy. Yeah, thank you. I had for those two to have a
sitcom. You just want to see Dan Levy.
So I think that actually I have a feeling that they're going to give it to Nicole Kidman. But I think that's going to be off the mark because I think that it should either go to I've got sort of a
3-way. So that's who you think's going to win.
Yeah.
Is Nicole Richie.
Nicole Kidman.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or Nicole Richie.
Or Nicole Richie.
She comes out of nowhere.
Let's really shake things up.
She comes out of nowhere, snatches it, and runs off.
This is mine now, and so, I deserve it.
Who do you want to win?
I want both Kristen Stewart and Jessica Chastain to win. I think that...
I want Jessica Chastain to win.
Yeah.
But that's only because I fucking love Tammy Faye.
Yeah.
And I just want more people to know about Tammy Faye.
Yeah.
And I want more younger people to be like, Tammy Faye, and look that up. Because fuck Jim Baker. Why does he get to still have this stupid, like, buy your apocalypse dinner now? Like, he's still doing the same
buckets
fucking
of rice
shit
and cheese sauce and broccoli.
When she, like, without hyperbole, she was like Diana. Like, hugging people with AIDS on fucking national television in a time where people wouldn't even touch somebody who had AIDS for fear of getting AIDS.
Yeah.
Talking about marital AIDS on her show, quote unquote, which, you know, they're like, that's kind of racy for a daytime Christian talk show type thing. Like, she was ahead of her time.
Absolutely.
I adore her. The Eyes of Tammy Faye was one of the few movies on these lists that I've watched, and she's great. Especially at the end of her life. That's when it cinched it for me. I was like, Jessica Chastain did that. And she's the one that I want to win this.
Yeah, I want her to win. She deserves it. Only because she brought Tammy Faye to a new generation of people.
Yes.
Because she's amazing. And I really fucking want her to win. So Jim Baker can watch somebody take an Oscar for being Tammy Faye while he cries into his powdered fucking eggs.
Because I'm going to get a little real for a minute. Of the few gay elders that I have that are still around, they always spoke highly of Tammy Faye Baker, and I did not know why. And there wasn't sort of a wide breadth of information about her at that point. And this kind of helped me bridge that gap because there were not a lot of people, especially people who built their platforms on being wholesome and Christian, who were out there saying, like, being gay is okay. Right. In the 80s and 90s.
Right.
The height of the AIDS crisis.
Not only is it okay, but you can still be a quality person.
Yeah.
As well as being a homosexual. Like.
Ugh. It's so clinical.
That's the 90s for you, baby.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? If Kristen Stewart wins this, I think it'll be some sort of weird, what do you call it when you're in an alternate reality and, like, splits off from that point? Like, some sort of divergent point where we are in a new sort of state now from...
I think it's the 2016 election.
Yes, sliding, there we go.
Sliding doors.
Yeah, that kind of thing where the lead female actress in the Twilight movies is now an Oscar award winner. Like, that would just sort of signal some sort of sea change in something.
Well, but she's... I don't know if that's so... Because, like, she's celebrated a lot more in other... Like, in France,
She's won the French equivalency of an Oscar.
Yeah.
Already.
Was it for Personal Shopper?
Yes. I think so. I think it was.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. That was a good movie. And I had not seen her carry a movie by herself until then. And I was like, oh... All right, I see what other people see in you, now. Like, you've got a lot going on under the surface, and I dig it.
I mean, I hate to keep beating that Twilight horse.
Why not?
It's what we're known for, people. Yeah. But she was still a literal child when Twilight came out. She was 17.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When they started filming Twilight, she was 17.
I thought she was, like, one of those 25-year-olds that was playing in a high school. Okay, that makes me feel a little bit different.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a lot different, actually. So, do I change my vote? No, it's still Jessica Chastain.
All right, supporting actors who happen to be male. What are they going to do when an NB person, when a non-binary person is nominated for an Oscar?
And it's coming.
Where are they going to put them?
It's going to happen.
I mean, maybe it's just...
Real soon.
Maybe it's just time to shift it around.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Or do they get their own category, and it'll only be one person at first, and they'll just win. Like, I did it. I did it, Mom.
Still a pioneer win, and still the first in the Guinness book, so fine. We'll take it.
We'll take it. Speaking of taking it, it's Marvel Minute.
Marvel Minute.
Hey.
So do you think the Elektra movie was made on purpose?
I did warn you. I tried to, at least. I don't know.
You think people fell in front of a camera?
Just happened to be on?
Yeah.
That would explain the level of care that was taken with the CGI.
I mean, honestly, it just seemed like a vehicle to have, what's her name?
Jennifer Garner.
Just have Jennifer Garner in that weird red onesie situation.
Yeah.
That showed off her.
Were there cutouts or was it?
It was like.
Like the heart-shaped bodice kind of deal. Y'all can Google it.
Jennifer Garner, I know that you listen to the pod. I just want you to tune out right now because I really didn't like it.
Hey, girl. Just
nothing against you personally. Ben Affleck seems like a really bad guy. So thanks for putting up with that for so long. But I just didn't enjoy it. It was just kind of boring. It wasn't bad. It was just kind of boring.
Can you... what was the main thrust of the movie? Did you take anything away from it?
I honestly, like... like a whiteboard, that movie was for me. Just wiped away. It's gone now.
It's good. And it can't hurt you anymore.
It's particles into the ether. I didn't enjoy it. It's a skip for me. Do yourself a favor. Just watch the trailer. Merch coming soon. let's see. Let me look. What are we watching? What am I watching next? Fantastic Four.
Oh, which one?
2005's Fantastic Four.
Oh, the first one?
With,
it's got...
Flamon?
It's got, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans,
and, The Shield, and,
Michael Jessica. Chitlis?
Yeah.
Is nice. Jessica Alba, is that the Jessica
That's Alba? Her. And, what I would argue is Whiteface, but, fine. And, that guy, Aaron Ruffalo.
Is he the Stretch?
Yes.
Yeah, that's next.
He was the only one that was well cast, I would say. Well, no, Chris Evans was good as the douchey little brother, but...
Hey, man, I'm Johnny Flame or whatever.
Josh, you'll be happy. I'm only 4 movies away from the first Iron Man.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
All
right. Technically the start of the MCU.
That's cash grab cinema for you on the cutting edge. You'll get to Iron Man just as the world says to Marvel, no thank you anymore.
I mean, have you seen all the TV shows they're coming out with? I'm not going to be able to keep up with that, by the way.
That's true. That's insane.
But that first Fantastic Four movie is like very aggressively early aughts. Just...
I mean, you did say Jessica Alba, so...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing
says 2005 like Jessica Alba in low-rise jeans.
So it's like Fantastic Four meets like The Faculty or, you know, The Craft. It's kind of like that.
But again, she's going to play a high-level sort of, I think, biochemist or some sort of scientist, and you won't really understand that other than her telling it to you.
Right.
So. Well, that's good because I'm not a scientist.
Okay.
So. I'm glad that I'll hold my hand through the science part. Come along, child. Coming. That's been Marvel Minute. Thanks for listening in.
Do, 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 do.
Ooh. Mm. The outro music is getting oddly sensual.
Let's turn down the lights.
Are you just thinking of J.K. Simmons?
Great segue.
Is that because we're talking about Best Supporting Actor? All right, who I think will win and who I want to win is J.K. Simmons in being the Ricardos.
Mm. For playing Fred?
Yes.
Fred and Ethel?
Well, not Ethel, just Fred. That would have been interesting.
Both Fred and Ethel.
He plays both.
They had to do extensive trick photography.
But also, if Troy Kutzer, Kotsur, mm-hmm. Kutzer, if he wins for Coda, he mm-hmm. will be the first man who is deaf or hard of hearing to win an Oscar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like in all Oscar? No, in all Oscar history. What about Marley Matlin? Oh, the first
man.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
And still, that's only like two people in the history of all of it.
Right.
So that ain't great.
Yeah, that's true. That's
all right, Trey. Who are you thinking? Who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win?
Yeah.
I want. Did I write his name down? Cody McPhee. I'm missing a middle name in there.
Schmidt.
Cody Schmidt McPhee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. I would like him to win for Power of the Dog.
Mm.
Which, again, because I think in this category, that's the only movie that I saw. And he did an excellent job. We had some off-mic discussion be around the fact that...
Well, you saw it, and I have the question, is the character supposed to be autistic? Because they kept using coded language like sensitive.
That was supposed to be more around his perceived femininity.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would say that that person was probably not neurotypical or neurodivergent in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit hard to judge because we're using modern day terminology to kind of describe people who lived a while ago, but
no, this is a movie, Trey, not a documentary.
Gotcha. So, yeah, that character definitely had some like rituals,
right?
So you could definitely describe him that way.
I mean, I don't have anything to say other than, like, if the character is supposed to be autistic, I promise you there's an autistic actor out there who can play them. But I don't know this person. Maybe they do identify in some way with that community, whether it be just not neurotypical or in the queer community. I don't know. I don't want to make those snap judgments. But it would be nice to see more... you know, movies with us instead of about us in every sense of the word or the phrase. But I don't know. I have to watch it and find out. I mean, he does. He seemed like the most interesting character in the movie.
I would concur with that. Having seen it. What you think, Josh?
Okay, so I have not seen Power of the Dog. I haven't seen it yet.
When Josh told me what Power of the Dog was and that it was Benedict Cumberbatch playing a cowboy, I laughed for a really long time.
She did. It was like you could have she started laughing and you could have done like a smash cut like 1 minute and 30 seconds later. All right, you were saying?
It just reminds me when Tom Hiddleston played fucking Hank Williams and tried to yodel. And I'm just like, who keeps giving these people these country roles? Like, I know that Southern accents and British accents have some overlap, but
No.
We need somebody for the John Wayne story. It's going to be a biopic. You know what? I got it.
Idris Elba.
I was going to say Stephen Fry.
I'd see it, but fine.
Oh, my dear. I do say.
Seems I hate communists and I'm a racist.
Listen up, y'all.
Call me the Duke. My real name is Mariam.
I've got true grit, Mariam. Oh, bother. So I think that here's what I think. I think that it's gonna go to Jesse Plemons from Power of the Dog.
Mm. It but okay.
Yeah, it ought not to. I think it should go to the kid. So I agree with you.
Kodai.
Nightcrawler. He was Nightcrawler in one of them X-Men movies. I think you'll be watching that at some point.
Yes. He was Nightcrawler in the X-Men movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've not seen that. You'll get there.
That validates his reputation as an actor in my book.
As someone who's only watching Marvel movies for the podcast, I agree. Those are smashing wins.
So yeah. That's what I think.
What about actors who happen to be female?
In the supporting role? In the supporting role.
My favorite category. Let's go.
All right. Who do you want to win? Josh, who do you want to win?
I think I'm going to say... I forget her first name. Her last name is Buckley.
Jesse.
Anybody got anything else to say? His name was Buckley.
Boy's name was Buckley. Luann's dead boyfriend from King of the Hill.
She's in Lost Daughter. She was also in I'm thinking of ending things. I don't know. I think it would be cool to see her get a Oscar. I think it's probably going to go to Judi Dench, because people really seem to like that Belfast.
I will tell you who I want to win and who I think will win is the same person. And that's Judi Dench.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dame Judi Dench. I think she's a phenomenal actor. But I think the reason she will win is, and not to take it to a morbid place, how many more does my lady got?
Well, and that was my rationale as well.
Yeah.
She already died as M, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but she is just a phenomenal actor.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's got skills.
Well, while we're on the subject of Belfast, I do think...
I mean, not to cut you off, but it seems like everybody else is acting, and she's just like, oh, well, we going, all right. And back to snacks.
And that's why she's a dame.
Yeah. Yeah. It's effortless.
Yes.
She's just amazing. But I think we're not going to cover the best director category, but I think that because... Kenneth Branagh is such a Academy darling.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he'll probably take it.
Well, for directors, I want the dog movie.
Yeah,
the Lost Dog, because she is the only female director to be nominated. And like, they keep fucking doing this crap over and over again. Like, we're gonna get better next year and nominate more diversity, and then it's one.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've said it before, and it's a phrase I'm actually actively trying to coin. It's the cardboard cutout of diversity.
Yeah.
Having one is not enough.
Merch coming soon. And yes, I think it would be really... Because the only other female performer or... I think that's nominated is Kirsten Dunst for Supporting Actor. So everyone else who I think is nominated for that movie is a man. And I would say most of the stuff that makes that movie spectacular outside of the performances comes from the director. So give her things.
How was Kirsten?
And they wrote it too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. How was Kirsten Dunst in Power of the Dog?
Okay. She was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed her character. But to be nominated for an Oscar, I think she needed like one more big scene or one more something.
Right. To actually get it?
Yeah. Like, what she did really, really well.
Right.
But, like, up against Judi Dench.
Yeah, no.
Well, who do you think's going to take it?
Judi Dench.
Yeah. Judi Dench. You heard it here first. Give it to the dame.
But who I want is Adriana DeBose, for who was in West Side Story. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's her first major motion picture. But she's Black and Afro-Latino, and she's gay, so I want her to have something.
Yeah, but West Side Story.
I know!
Trey.
I know!
Just because we're the gays doesn't mean we have to support everything they do.
I have to do it one time.
No.
Just this once.
No. We can say good job to get nominated. But no. They're going to get for, like, cinematography or something. Don't worry.
Didn't the same actor that was playing her character in the original, didn't she win mm-hmm. the Oscar? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Rita
Moreno.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, Academy members will vote for her just because, like, let's do it again.
It'll probably be cool. Not. I'm not seeing West Side Story.
Oh, Stevie's going to get a kick out of this one. He'll be like, what? I was sleeping through half of this thing.
Do you think? I feel like Steven Spielberg's at that stage in his career where it's he gets one of those reclining cots.
It's like that joke from the Stephen King joke. Like, it's a lamp monster. Yeah, yeah. When can I have it?
Well, like, wait until you see Ready Player One and just how much green screen. It's like a Kung Fury amount of. It's just happening in front.
Do
of
Do you
green
think
screen.
It's like? Because Steven Spielberg, is that a Steven Spielberg joint?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
So he's an older gentleman. Do you think it's like when you show a parent or a grandparent a trick on a phone and then they won't stop doing it? And like somebody showed Steven Spielberg CGI and he's like, fucking hell. That's awesome.
I poked you. I sent you a poke.
Yeah.
Poke me back.
Yes. I don't know. He was pretty measured with the CGI in Jurassic Park, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's because
it still looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it holds up a lot better than. It holds up better now, the year that Ready Player One came out, than Ready Player One did the week that it came out.
All right, you started talking about Jurassic Park. Let's talk about it. So there's another Jurassic Park movie coming out.
No.
Who would you want to see in a Jurassic Park movie?
Idris Elba.
I'll play with Josh. Who do you want to see in a Jurassic Park movie?
Jeff Goldblum.
He's in it.
Oh.
Who do you want to see in a Jurassic Park movie?
Laura Dern.
She's in it.
Oh.
Who do you want to see in a Jurassic Park movie?
Sam Neill.
He's in it.
Oh.
So they are giving you every member Barry.
Wait, ask me again.
They're giving you every member Barry with this movie. And I will be there with my wallet out handing over this money. But you can't fucking make me like Chris Pratt. I don't give a shit how much you give me.
Oh, wait. He's still in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm out. As we get anyway. I want to do my joke.
Who do you want to see in a Jurassic Park movie?
Not Bryce Dallas Howard. Oh!
She's not in it?
I think she is.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Listen. Chris Pratt's character might die in this one. So,
well, that's enough for me to buy my ticket and pre-order it.
Blue's gonna turn on him.
Anything.
Nothing would make me happy.
You know what? What would be better if his character like tripped and fell down a mine shaft? Just like up.
Oh. It's not even dinosaur related. Yeah.
And then for Chris Pratt to be like, people don't like me because I'm Christian. Just like, nah, dude, it's because you suck. They can be mutually exclusive things.
There's plenty of Christians that don't suck.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I say plenty. I mean, there's some.
All right, Josh.
Let's just leave it at plenty. Why'd you have to ruin it?
Best animated.
Oh, okay. Best animated. Now, so this is a hot contest because we've seen most of these movies.
Yes. Yeah, we have.
I've seen all of them except Flea, which has also been nominated for Best Documentary and Best Foreign Film.
Yep.
I do not think it will take animated. I think it will take Best Documentary.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that, actually. I think you're right.
I have to put the kids' vote in. They say Luca is their pick. Wow. Interesting. Yeah, he says it's better than Encanto because it's two bros, and he really identifies with two bros trying to be best friends.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
I like it.
Cool.
What about your pick?
Who I think will win is Encanto. Who I want to win is Mitchells versus the Machines. I really liked it. It was so good. We watched it like 3 times.
It's so weird. I feel like I'm, I don't know, like some mindless appendage.
Why? Because who did you pick?
I have the exact same thing. I think that Encanto is going to win, but I would prefer it to be Mitchells versus the Machines. I think...
Best original song is definitely going to go to Encanto. Even though it's not, we don't talk about Bruno.
What are they doing? Isn't that still number one on the actual music charts right now?
Yeah. And you know what it beat out for Disney? The Lion King. The Lion King song.
Wow.
Yes. Which has stood the test of time even through Frozen. Yeah.
Can you feel the love tonight?
No.
Which one?
The Circle of Life.
Oh.
And it moves us all to my pick, which was also Encanto for what's going to win.
Sorry, you did it.
I did. But what I want to win is Ride the Last Dragon. Now,
Trey loves Ride the Last
Dragon. I do. Even though I've seen some stuff online, like a couple of articles where it's like people from Southeast Asia being like, well, let's talk about why Ride the Last Dragon is trash. I'm like, oh, well, this can't be another Aladdin situation where I like something, but the people who are actually from the place feel like it's not great. But that's kind of Disney's bread and butter.
What are you talking about? Pocahontas is a beautiful and thoughtful story about a 13-year-old girl who was abducted from her homeland. I don't know what you're talking about. It's the colors of the wind, Trey.
That'll be the next step. So Disney's doing all of their stuff animated. And then they're going to do a live-action version that's really, really safe and still for the kids. But then 20 years from now, there's going to be all these, like...
The gritty reboot?
Yeah, exactly. This honestly, is the wicked version of, you know, whatever.
Are you worried that they're going to try to reboot Pocahontas? Because there's literally...
Yes, I am.
There's literally no way to make Pocahontas and it be culturally sensitive and not like a fucking R-rated movie.
That is it correctly. They sanitized all the dysentery hell out of it. Yeah. But the fact that she was sex trafficked to Europe and I believe died of syphilis, and it's not a fun story. It's not a fun story of cross-cultural exchange. It is colonialism and it is death.
I have heard that Pocahontas has claimed to be the first missing and murdered indigenous woman.
And,
like, on record.
And where's the lie?
Yeah.
Disney, you listening? And I know you are.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Just don't do it.
Don't.
Like, if you need to have a Pocahontas reboot moment, just, like, redo paint with all the colors of the wind, but just have it be nature stuff.
Yeah.
Don't even show any humans.
Oh, we still got one more.
Best Picture.
Best Picture.
The award of the night. The one that people want to go home with.
Okay. Ran out of steam there.
I think it's going to go Power of the Dog. Mm. Or Belfast. Mm. I would be not surprised by either of those. But I think what could be cool is Licorice Pizza.
Yeah.
That's the one that I put for the one I think is going to win.
I think it would be cool because it's just, even though, you, like you guys were saying, it had all the stars, the nights were dark. But what makes it different is they were sitting in the back seat. And in the driver's seat is two actors who, I don't know who either of them are.
Yeah, yeah.
They're unknowns.
And I love that.
I love that too.
And I just think that would be really interesting. If they made more interesting choices in the winners, then maybe it could be forgiven. They did a bad job yet again selecting interesting nominees.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's strange. The casting of unknowns is I think, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson does it. Sean Baker does it with, you know, Tangerine and yes. a movie that I am very much anticipating. I want to see Red Rocket. That looks like it's
going to be. I saw that.
You saw it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I liked it a lot, actually. Yeah. I think you'll like it.
Yeah. I think that Licorice Pizza will win. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of confidence behind that, didn't I?
Yeah.
But the only one on this list that I saw, and one that I think just deserves honorable mention, is I really like Don't Look Up. I thought it was great. I thought it was a very timely picture. A movie that was made to do with climate change, and it was all shot and written and shot and everything in 2019 before COVID hit. But like watching it sort of in the third calendar year of COVID, it's really impactful. And
I just don't want it to win because it has all the same players. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got the Leonardo, it's got everybody.
It's got J-Law.
It's got your Jonas Hill.
Everybody in the movie is either an actor or an Oscar winner or Oscar nominated at minimum.
Yeah.
No.
Except for Tyler Perry. That was an interesting pick. Yeah. He did well, though. And that's all I can say about that.
I really liked it. I mean, I'm surprised that it's even on the best picture list. I just wanted to give a shout out to Don't Look Up. I liked it.
All right, Trey. Who's your winner? Who's taking home that golden trophy?
I want Power of the Dog. Hmm. Now, of this list of movies, the only three that I've saw were Don't Look Up, Dune, and Power of the Dog. And that's the one that I want. It has everything that I want in a movie. It was broad and very complex. And I had to like think about it after I left I watched it at home. But after I stopped watching it.
After he left the area where the movie screen starts, you don't
stood
know
up
what
from the couch and walked to the kitchen.
You don't know what kind of house Trey's rocking.
But that is my pick.
Yeah, I don't think Dune is going to make it with best movie because it's going to get effects. So that's the Oscars, everybody.
Yep. There's our predictions. Put them in the book. And if you are visiting your bookie, we are not responsible for money that you
do you
lost.
Think people go to the bookies?
I think
on
that
Oscars?
People. I think one of the primary functions of this podcast is for predictions and movie award shows.
Primary, huh?
Listen.
Okay.
I'm just hoping that for some reason, people who will be there on the red carpet, kind of like news anchory people, are listening to this podcast, so we can give you this one very crucial piece of advice. Don't ask people how they got in shape for a role. It is rude. Because if the only question you ask is, how did you fit in that uniform? Their response should be, fuck off.
And the day that someone actually answers that way, the singularity will happen. Yeah, and we will all be free.
Hollywood will implode upon itself, I believe.
Yeah. Yes. I would love to see somebody roll up in the Oscars in their gym jams.
Oh, me too.
Well, there was it's coming. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they went to the Oscars. They got nominated for Best Original Song in Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Yeah,
and
but they still
they dropped acid and went in dressed in nightgowns.
Yeah, but they were still dressed up.
They were gussied. Yeah.
And I will say, was that a mockery of the Oscars? Or was it a mockery of Jennifer Lopez? Because they were wearing her gowns.
They?
Yeah, they were modeled after Jennifer Lopez gowns.
Oh, shit. Was this pre or post?
It was that plunging green one. Trey knows what I'm talking
about.
I don't know.
You know what? I don't know. I can't, you know. It could have been out of respect. It could have been out of...
For Jennifer Lopez? No. It was definitely not out of respect for Jennifer Lopez.
The Ben Affleck episode.
There's a Jennifer Lopez episode, and it is not flattering. It's pretty racist.
the taco ham?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's Ben Affleck. It was the one where Cartman basically gave Ben Affleck a hand job.
Yeah. But my question, that's hilarious. Oh. My question is, not like, who were they making a mockery of? Because it felt like they thought they were making a mockery of the Oscars. But when you choose to dress in what was a very, like, head-turning, provocative look for Jennifer Lopez that was very calculated and purposeful on her part, and you dress just like her, I think there's really not a lot of ways you can take that other than you're making fun of Jennifer Lopez. And if you want to make fun of the Oscars, maybe don't try. Like, I think it would have...
They should have gone for, like, a classic, you know, like, gingham...
I think it would have been funnier if they were like, where'd you get that suit? I bought it at Goodwill on the way here.
I agree with you. They could have
dresses that they got at Goodwill on the way there.
Like prom dresses.
Yeah. Like, oh, what are you wearing tonight? I found this at a thrift store.
We gave each other corsages. It seemed like the thing to do.
Yeah. I just wanted to look fancy for your big... Oh, there's a bee on it.
This is a Massimo from Target. This piece is from one Target, and the bottom piece is from another Target.
Because they didn't have the full set.
Yeah.
So I had to go to two different Targets, like, bring up their Starbucks, start shaking it.
But, worth it.
tuck the Target tag back in the jacket. I'm taking it back. This was $38.
What's happened to our Target?
Or if all somebody, everybody always shows up in a limousine, like maybe like order an Uber Black, like a fancy Uber.
Or Dodge Dart.
Yeah.
Let's just really go for it.
No. Take an Uber and then ask your Uber driver, do you want to be my plus one?
Oh, that would make me very happy.
Right? Like, let's just, let's all calm it down. Yeah. Let's take it a little less seriously.
If this is all artifice, then let's just really lean into it. Yeah. Let's make it performance art. Let's go for it.
Yeah. I think that's why I like the Golden Globes. You know,
I do like the Golden Globes a little better because it is lower. Yeah. But I'm just really tired of seeing rich people flex their riches. Like, I don't give a shit that you wore a custom couture dress that's going to go in a museum after this or be set on fire because you couldn't care less.
Right.
Like, can we just stop that? It's just not interesting.
Can we do one more prediction?
Okay.
Who on this list of candidates do you think will do the most interesting thing at the Oscars?
Who will give the most asinine speech if they win?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Back to our charts and graphs.
because for me, the one that takes it is, do you remember when Lupita Nyong'o won the Oscar?
Of course.
And she was looking beautiful. And one her of the speech. Best,
oh, and then her speech blue dress.
Was beautiful. Mm. And, like, it was so real. But when she thanked the director, remind me of his name, someone.
Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen.
When she thanked him. And he did that?
Rachel, if I can sort of narrate, Rachel is putting her hands in front of her and doing sort of a praying upward.
Yeah. Like,
when she was like, the ancestors are standing around you and they are smiling and she's crying and she's feeling every moment of it and it's beautiful. And he goes like this. I'm just like, ah, you are a fucking douche. Oh my God. Like,
oh!
Beautiful movie, and every choice he made was calculated and wonderful, and it was well earned. But that prayers hand together thing, I really wanted his wife in that moment to look away, like, oh my God. I hope she still brings it up.
That's gonna make for an awkward drive home.
And this is when I leave you.
Like, it was awesome.
All right, I think I have mine.
So, yeah, who's going to prayer hands emojis up to the sky, YouTube Lupita Nyong'o's Oscar win and watch that moment and be like, oh, my God. Who's going to do that?
I'm going to, since I brought it up, I'm going to go first. And I'm going to say Penelope Cruz.
Mm.
If she wins for best...
Best actress.
Yeah, for Parallel Moms.
Yes, I think she's gonna get up there like a little tipsy and just improv.
Mm.
Maybe she might sing a little bit. That is my wish. I just want her to get up there and completely disrespect this award show and everyone who's around it.
Yes.
And just be real casual and be like, so let's rap.
Okay, so who do you think will get up there and win, like, a Jackass, though? Like, a self-entitled Jackass. Like,
yeah, see, that's who I was picking. Like, can I tell you mine?
Yes. Wait, I already got mine.
Oh, yes. Please tell me.
I have more than one.
Okay.
If Andrew Garfield wins.
Oh, yeah.
You feel it, right?
Yeah.
He's going to get up there.
Especially for that movie.
It'll be even worse than when What's-His-Name said he was his own personal hero.
Who said that?
Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Yeah, when he got Best Actor, he kind of said, like, you know, I said to myself, self. And it's this whole, like, weird story about how he told himself he was going to be successful, and so he's his own
No, that's fine to say you're going to be successful. He said, I want to be my own hero.
I want to be my own hero.
And did his own asshole not immediately suck his head into it and, like the Ouroboros, like, complete itself? That didn't happen?
And then the singularity happened.
Andrew Garfield or Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benny C.
But Benny. Benedict Cumberbatch. Mm-hmm. Benedict.
Ooh, very good.
Cumberland. Benedict Cumberbun.
The Babadook.
Benoit Cumbersnooch. Get this.
Biscuits and cucumber. I think he'll get up there and he will at some point affect what, from the trailer, admittedly, I have not watched the movie, but he will put on that god-awful accent and I'll be like, Josh, go get me a blank videotape. I need to save this before he tries to scrub it from the internet.
I agree with you. I think if Benedict Cumberbatch wins, I think he has the highest likelihood of...
Because he's been passed over.
He has been passed over.
And somebody won an Oscar for a role that I think that he thought he deserved an Oscar in. Because they both...
I know what you're talking about.
They both played...
Tesla.
Not Tesla.
Alan Turing?
Turing?
Yes. Yeah. No.
Stephen Hawking?
Yes. So he played Stephen Hawking.
British scientist. It's like all the biographies.
He played Stephen Hawking, and I really thought that he thought he should have gotten an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
But then Eddie Redmayne did. Yeah. And I remember.
And he's younger.
And I remember scanning that audience, like, where is he? When they called Eddie's name up there, it was like, Panda Benny. Panda him. You know what? Where's the petty camera person? That's who I want at the Oscars. Like, just a little square at the other corner.
Someone with a few years Jumbotron training.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, there. Look at them. They're not happy at all.
There needs to be an award for that as well. Mm. They make culture.
All right. Trey, who's going to win, like, an absolute douche nozzle? Who's going to get up there and be like, me?
Nicole Kidman.
Agreed.
I was on the fence. I was going to say.
I don't know if any of you have seen that commercial that she did for Movies TM. Like, The movies are back. Come to the movies. I don't know what accent I'm doing. I can't remember where she's from. But it was...
She's Australian?
She's Australian, I think, yeah. Well, no. She was in... No. She's Irish, because she was Far and Away.
All right.
She was also... she's also Appalachian.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she was in Cold Mountain.
She's from the Tennessee Mountains.
Well, specifically Appalachia. Like, that has a different accent altogether. But don't worry. She nailed it.
She was on point.
As long as you don't watch that movie, she nailed it. Or if you know, or if you pronounce it Appalachian, she nailed it.
I just see her as someone who, she's very much out of touch, and she's often compared to Tom Cruise, her former husband.
Because they got famous before they understood what the internet was.
Mm-hmm.
I have this theory that if the people who got famous before the internet was prevalent and easily accessible are stupid. Because they don't have to use the internet. They don't. Like, there is a video of, I forget what 90s rapper it was, but he was being shown how you could Google, his name on the internet.
Oh my gosh.
You would have thought they showed him like a sleight of hand magic trick to a to like a sentient puppy. Like the he was so freaked out.
How do we get it off of there?
Yeah. But these are people who like whenever I hear celebrities saying like, yeah, I switched to a flip phone, just like, okay, well show me what your assistant uses, and they come out with their six phones and their iPads and like fuck off with that stuff. Like
it's probably better left in their hands anyway though, honestly.
Who was it? He's the short guy in Parks and Rec.
Oh,
Aziz Ansari. He did a thing like, yeah, I switched to a flip phone now, and I only use my life's so much easier and better, and like I'm so much less stressed. Just like
giant eye roll.
Okay, so you just have an assistant.
Yeah.
Like I'm not impressed by this.
Probably too.
It's right up there with people like, you know, you and Beyonce have the same 24 hours. Fuck no, we don't.
But wait, according to Tony Stark's dad, the only thing, or no amount of money ever bought anybody a single moment of time.
Because he's stupid.
Like, and rich. And also, she hasn't gotten that movie yet.
Do you know why you and Beyonce don't have the same 24 hours?
Ooh, there's a long list.
Beyonce has a personal chef, someone to do her yard work, someone to care for her children if she needs that.
Yeah.
Someone to... She could probably have the doctor come to her house. She has a helicopter.
Yeah.
I drive a Nissan Versa.
Like, which is a shit car, by the way.
It's real cheap. I don't know. It's real cheap, though, if you need a cheap car.
I just need to keep reiterating that message. Nissan Versa suck.
Really? Wait, but they come on to sponsor us, guys.
What are you doing?
I will.
Every damn time.
I will recant everything for $7,000.
Actually, that car costs $8,000, so if we could get $8,000. Not to be gross about it.
I was figuring for depreciation.
Don't.
No, because my time is not being depreciated.
That's correct.
Because again, me and Beyonce ain't got the same 24 hours. I mean, she's out there wearing literal blood diamonds for the culture. But we just ain't got the same kind of time. I have to mow my own grass. Or Josh does it. But one of us does it.
So yeah, Nicole Kidman, way out of touch. I wanted to say something just that she thinks is very calculated and safe and be wildly insensitive. And that's what I want.
Yeah. Well,
Something about the Ricardos, like,
yeah,
that's what it'll be.
Yeah.
She'll say something insensitive in that arena.
But the thing is, I think the likelihood that...
Like I'm Cuban now.
the likelihood that it'll win. I mean, I'd say the Academy loves stuff about TV and movies. And
well, they love stuff about movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it is TV. It should have been Deborah Messing.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Nicole Kidman gave it a fine effort, but... And she just doesn't have the physicality.
No, and then I hear people say, like, well, it's not about Lucille's comedy. It's just like, it can't not be about it either, though. There can't be nothing about her comedy in the movie. And that's like saying Deborah Messing can't be dramatic.
Which I feel like I know that she can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's fantastic.
But it's weird, because Nicole Kidman has not been in a movie in a really long time. She's been doing a lot of TV stuff, mostly on HBO. That's been her whole bag for 5, 6, 7 years. It's been a while.
She was in The Killing of a Sacred Deer. That was like, what, 2018 or so?
I think when she didn't get the Oscar for Cold Mountain, she was just like, I'm just only going to do Oscar picks from now on. Waiting for that Oscar.
That's the only thing that's going to get her out of her bed. And by bed, I mean... hover.
I'd say, whatever it is hovering.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll be good. Maybe she'll win, and then she'll enter the next stage of her career where she does like crazy off the wall stuff. She takes a Nick Cage turn. I don't really see that happening.
That would be delightful.
It would be great though.
Want it? Let's just hope that happens.
Yeah.
This Oscar win will be what propels her to do that. She'll have proved whatever she needed to prove to anybody else and herself, and now she's just gonna get weird.
Exactly.
That's what I want.
That's what we all want. Just get weird with it. Just get weird with it. Have a good time and fuck the Oscars. Let us know if you watch them. Follow us on Instagram at CashGradCinema. We're also on Twitter, same handle. Hey, do you enjoy this super dope free content? Well, it could not be free.
I do.
You could choose to have it not be free and drop us a couple of dollars here and there. We're on Cash App and Venmo, both Cash Grad Cinema. Thanks for tuning in. See you at the Oscars.
Good night, everybody. Just come in.